This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Superhuman, a word that brings along with it lots of anticipation and buzz. What is a superhuman? And how he earns qualities that exceed those found in humans? This question can initiate agitation in anyone's mind. I invite you all to join me, your host for today, Nidhi, in this expedition through this podcast, where we will be heading to dig answers to these creepy but amazing curiosities. Let's get started. I'm very much sure most of you might have watched one or more superhero movies which have been aired in the past few years, or certainly in your childhood. Are you able to recapitulate? Well, we have a long list indeed. To begin with, Spider-Man is one such movie which is imprinted on our hearts and brains, where an ordinary student accidentally got bitten by a genetically altered spider and surprisingly acquired the characteristics of a spider. Remarkably, he could be seen clinging to walls or any other hard surfaces with his altered fingers, having those unique web-slinging abilities. Gets muscular body with all extensive superpowers, thus turning up into a complete superhuman. He takes vows to use his superhuman strength to serve people, fighting against crimes, and in that way grows as everyone's favorite superhuman. Well, we have more interesting supermen and superwomen depicted in an entertaining manner in other movies as well, like Batman, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Batman Forever, Avengers, Age of Ultron, X-Men, The Wolverine, and the list goes on. Well, our very own Bollywood doesn't lie behind any face. Ravan or Krish can't be forgotten. Tell me honestly, friend, after watching these movies, have you ever felt a secret desire rooting inside you to boast up with these superpowers and thus becoming a superhuman? I'm sure you had. It is very natural to have that desire to chase unnatural things. We may turn to science to ask if it is possible to create a superhuman. Can we have real-life superheroes? Now, this is something we are certainly interested to know. Genetic mutations may contain the answer to this and provide with possibility of mastering those extraordinary abilities. Now, we all know that genetic mutations are alterations in the sequence of gene. Depending upon where they attack, they may prove as constructive or detrimental, or sometimes even neutral. These small mutations can be responsible for bringing alterations in traits, reflecting as superhuman super abilities. Let's visualize it in this way. Any mutation in gene coding for muscle protein myostatin can lead to an unnatural condition known as myostatin-related muscular hypertrophy, where muscles grow, giving muscular physique even in children. Normally, inside human body, myostatin binds to receptors on skeletal muscle cells, activating the pathways ending up in initiating the growth and division of muscle cells. When that doesn't happen, naturally people and even small children may turn up into superhumans, flaunting with their muscular bodybuilder looks. And that too without exercising. Sounds interesting? I have even more fascinating examples to tell. Exceptional bone strength and extra energy may be observed in few people having beneficial mutations. Bursts of force letting people sprint fast, come from rapid contraction of fast twitch muscle fibers in muscle cells. Researchers believe that alpha-actinin, proteins present in skeletal muscle fibers, break down sugar stores in glycogen, converting them into energy-containing compounds, making muscles work and thus stabilizing these fast-twitching fibers. Top sprinters and weightlifters have at least one working copy of this gene, providing them with superhuman package of bursts of speed, energy and power. Real superpowers or abnormal abilities more appropriately can be seen as a result of certain mutations eventually leading to certain disorders like achondroplasia, where a person is born without fingerprints. Nevertheless, in movies we have seen criminals trying to get their fingerprints removed. But it is hard to digest this condition in reality, where actually people suffer from this unique and rare disorder of not born with fingerprints. Back in the year 2011, a group of dermatologists discovered this rare genetic disease arising due to single mutation and dubbed as immigration delay disease. Interestingly, a woman could not enter the United States and border control authorities found it troubling allowing a person without fingerprints to enter. Although physically healthy people suffering from achondroplasia have flat finger pads and are devoid of arcing or looping ridges characterizing the fingerprints of all normal humans. Now you may consider it as a superpower one may earn, just like a Spider-Man who also has no fingerprints. NFJS and dermatopathia pigmentosa are other genetic disorders causing same condition leading to missing fingerprints. Extensive bone strength can be established by another mutation in the gene LRP5 involved in cell signaling between cells and as an important part of pathways affects cell development. People who experience function mutation in this gene enjoy the complete new function of the protein coded by this mutated gene, accelerating certain signaling pathways on bone cells, making them grow bulkier and thicker, leading to condition known as osteosclerosis and hyperostosis. We could see this way that mutations can make us stronger, faster, strengthening the fact that if someday we could have a control over our genome or genetic makeup, promptly getting mutations incorporated in right place and right time, it is possible to acquire much better young looks, tremendous intelligence, disease resistance, and unmatched strength. Basically, all those exceptional superpowers which a superhuman flaunts with. Since long, scientists have been using gene manipulation as a podium whereby using various molecular engineering techniques, targets such as human organ development through harvesting stem cells is being attempted. Even scientists have not skipped trying their hands in developing animal-human hybrids like Humanzi, who was believed to be a human-chimpanzee hybrid. Although ethical issues associated enforced that formulated research to be discontinued. Recently, a team of researchers claimed to create a sheep-human hybrid, and the study was targeted to grow human organs in animals so that defected ones could get replaced by almost identical organs developed in those hybrids. It might surprise you, but you have to believe many countries are quite interested to create super intellectual super soldiers who would be immune to agony and will be pockets of strength and unrivaled stamina. Yes, who could overcome the need of sleep and work just like machines, but with that super intelligence and wisdom. I'm sure that remembers you of your favorite comic or cartoon characters. Yeah, I know that sounds more like a science fiction, but as you know, discoveries start with craziness. Even a famous poet has said, we all exist in our own personal reality of craziness. Unless you affirmatively imagine something to happen, you might not get even a step closer to it. There is no genius without some touch of madness. Rightly said by Aristotle. So let's start digging more to get at the roots of this engrossing quest of superpowers. Dear people, have you ever heard about genome editing, where genetics are getting more and more successful, not only in removing and replacing genes, but rewriting the entire genomes? They claim by using gene editing, they can create any kind of life form, produce synthetic macromolecules of their own choice, eventually reprogramming entire organisms. Even though it's a far-fetched tale, but scientists are shedding their blood to attain the success. Nonetheless, in plants or animals, selective breeding has been extensively used to modify DNA and opt for specific mutations to manipulate the work done by evolution, but that too at our own pace. Today, most of the foods we are consuming have been genetically modified to provide them the best of color, shape, and nutrients. Animals are also bred selectively to improve their fat content. So, aren't they being provided with superpowers? Is it wrong to call them superfood, superfruits, or super vegetables? With that precise technique that they can't be seen far off, when humans with super abilities can be created, but that definitely requires the manipulation or replacement of exact genes specifically identified for particular traits which may impart special features in humans. With that ability to edit genetic sequences to produce those superhuman traits, gene editing can lay the foundation of future dream of having perfect humans on Earth. This underlines the need to understand gene editing and to learn more about CRISPR. People, do you have any idea about CRISPR? That is clustered regularly interspaced short repeats? Let me tell you. It is a much studied defense system in the last 30 years which bacteria have been using to fight off diseases and which is paving the floor for developing humans' resistance against life-threatening and incurable ailments. CRISPRs, being a specific kind of gene sequences, are used in gene editing for creating small spaces in DNA sequences that further act as a defense against harmful mutations. Nowadays, they are broadly being in use as tools for gene editing because of their advantages over conventional methods. They can be simply and less expensively created in the lab, unlike the expensive and tediously produced proteins, JFNs and TALENs previously used in gene targeting. Briefly, if I can explain it to you, in this method, scientists create an RNA sequence for guiding Cas9 enzyme into a cell's nucleus to to eradicate any portion of DNA which has become offended due to any viruses or diseases. The cell turns smarter and more proficient in defending against any sort of threats. Thus, chances of cell longevity increases. This technique assures that in future, genome therapy could be sturdily worked out to increase the likelihood of saving lives. Early investigations of fetus with any genetic disorders could be assisted by CRISPR, not only to prevent the inheritance of disease to the developing baby's DNA sequence, but also saving it from being a carrier, thus improving the future gene pool. So people, though we have a long way to reach that world of fantasy where unrivaled intelligence and extraordinary physical strength could be achieved, nevertheless, we could visualize them as future of the gene therapy. But again, not to be missed, it requires extreme precision, accurate understanding of the interactions between the DNA sequences and exact outcomes of the mutations being occurring. Every coin has two sides, people. No superpowers creation definitely initiates a crucial concern of generating them in the beneficial way that does not perturb the word peace. Dear friends, you have to have faith on the saying, the science of today is the technology of tomorrow. That gives you the reason to turn those dreams of being a phantom or Batman into reality. Soon you can catch up with another interesting and insightful podcast. Stay tuned and have a very exciting life full of new experiences every day. Thank you.